Today, we have a packed episode of the AMD GPU Daily for January 26, 2026. We'll be diving into some exciting developments in the AMD ecosystem, including advancements in GPU performance optimization, an update on the IBM Granite 4.0 model, and a glimpse into the competitive landscape with NVIDIA's latest offerings in AI weather forecasting. Let's get right into it. Headline overview. 1. AMD's device-side profile guided optimization, PGO. AMD is making strides in enhancing ROCm HIP performance through new device-side PGO for better GPU kernel optimizations. 2. IBM Granite 4.0 and AMD Quark. Updates on the acceleration of IBM Granite 4.0 using AMD Quark, including quantization techniques and performance benchmarks. 3. NVIDIA's Earth 2 launch. NVIDIA has introduced the Earth 2 family of open models for AI weather forecasting, which could impact how AMD approaches similar AI workloads. AMD's device-side profile guided optimization, PGO. Let's kick things off with AMD's latest development in compiler optimizations. AMD engineer Sam Liu has opened a merge request for device-side profile guided optimization, PGO, within the LLVM framework. This is a significant move aimed at improving the performance of HIP AMD GPU workloads. For those unfamiliar, PGO is a technique that uses profiling data to inform compiler optimizations, allowing the compiler to make more informed decisions based on actual usage patterns. Traditionally, PGO has been very effective for CPUs, but applying it to GPUs presents unique challenges due to the SIMT, single instruction, multiple threads execution model. Key contributions from this initiative include device PGO infrastructure. This involves creating a complete pipeline for instrumentation, profile collection, and consumption specifically for AMD GPU device code, utilizing standard HIP APIs. Uniformity-aware optimization. This is crucial because it detects whether threads are executing the same path or diverging, which prevents performance regressions that can occur when optimizations are applied inappropriately. The expected outcomes are promising, a potential speedup of 12 to 14% on uniform branches without regressions on divergent branches. This could significantly enhance the performance of GPU-accelerated applications, making AMD's ROCm platform even more competitive in the landscape of high-performance computing. IBM Granite 4.0 and AMD Quark. Next up, we have an important update regarding IBM's Granite 4.0 model and its integration with AMD Quark. The recent changes to the README for the IBM Granite 4.0 blog post highlight the quantization processes using AMD Quark, particularly focusing on FP8, 8-bit floating point quantization. FP8 quantization is particularly noteworthy because it strikes a balance between precision and memory efficiency, which is critical when deploying large models like Granite 4.0. The MI300 and MI355 GPUs from AMD support native matrix core operations for FP8, which allows for high-throughput inference. The blog post outlines a practical guide on how to implement FP8 quantization using AMD Quark. It includes a Python script that walks through the steps of model preparation, calibration data loading, and quantization configuration. The results from performance benchmarking show a significant throughput uplift, with the FP8 quantized model achieving over 25,000 tokens per second compared to just over 13,000 for the standard model. This enhancement not only improves efficiency but also maintains accuracy, with recovery rates on benchmark tests showing minimal loss. This is a clear indicator of the growing capabilities of AMD's software stack and hardware synergy. NVIDIA's Earth 2 launch. Shifting gears, let's look at NVIDIA's recent launch of the Earth 2 family of open models for AI weather forecasting. This new suite of tools aims to revolutionize how weather predictions are made, leveraging AI to reduce the computational burden traditionally associated with numerical weather prediction. NVIDIA's Earth 2 models are designed to be open and accessible, allowing organizations from various sectors, like energy and agriculture, to implement their own localized forecasting systems. The Earth 2 medium range model, for instance, can generate forecasts up to 15 days in advance using a new architecture called Atlas. This model outperforms existing solutions in terms of accuracy and efficiency. The implications for AMD are significant. As weather forecasting increasingly relies on AI, AMD has a window of opportunity to develop competing models and frameworks. The integration of AI in such critical applications could lead to a surge in demand for AMD's GPU capabilities, especially if they can leverage their strengths in high-performance computing. Closing thought. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape for GPU development and AI applications is rapidly evolving. AMD's advancements in PGO and quantization techniques position them well against competitors, while NVIDIA's Earth 2 models highlight the potential for AI to transform industries. Looking ahead, it will be fascinating to see how AMD continues to innovate in this space, particularly in AI workloads and weather forecasting applications. Stay tuned for more updates as we follow these developments closely. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily.